I'm talking to Vicky. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for telling us your sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
When you first came into the program, could you describe what was going on with you and why you wanted help?
I was very depressed. I was always very uncomfortable in social situations. I mean, extremely uncomfortable. I was very, whenever I was in a social situation, I would be very quiet, and I think because I was so quiet, I was very uncomfortable about that, and I felt people were, I guess, judging me and criticizing me. And I know it made people feel weird that I was so quiet, because sometimes people would question me being so quiet. But, and it just made me feel bad, and I guess I just had reached the point before I came to the program that I just felt really bad, and I was in a relationship, and things were bad in the relationship. I had issues with, I guess, confronting anger and...
Could you describe some of the specific symptoms of the anxiety that you used to experience?
I'd feel very nervous and sweaty, and then, say if I was going out somewhere, especially if I had to walk in some place by myself, it just would make me so nervous that I would avoid going to places, you know. I just even like the initial walking into a place was a lot for me. So I used to like avoid. If I was going with someone, it made it easier. But there were times I was invited to go somewhere and I'd have to go by myself. So I would like come up with an excuse not to show up because I just. Just the nervousness and...
Okay, so I'm understanding that you were experiencing this problem with social anxiety. You were avoiding a lot of situations. When you would go into a situation that was uncomfortable, you would be experiencing some pretty intense thoughts, like are people judging you?
Right.
And things like that. Were you experiencing physical symptoms?
Just the very nervous feelings, and I would sweaty. Like, if I would speak, I'd, like, break out in a sweat. I mean, nobody really noticed it. It's under my clothes.
And you had been, before you came to the program, if I remember correctly, you had been on medicine, right?
Yes.
What were you taking?
I was on Paxil.
Okay, and what did you think about the Paxil?
I felt it took the edge off, like, it helped with the depression more than anything, and, I guess it helped me get through things, you know, like, because when I was depressed, I didn't want to do anything, but when the Paxil took that edge off the depression, it just, I don't know, I guess it made it easier for me to, like, you know, do things.
Okay, so with this overall problem of anxiety and depression and substantial social avoidance, doing one of my famous 1 to 10 scales, at that time that you came into the program, and you came into the program on the medicine, we didn't give it to you, it was beforehand, the severity of that overall problem on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most, how high was it?
It was 10.
How long had this problem been going on?
As far back as I could remember. I mean, I've always been uncomfortable. Always. I mean, I don't remember ever not being uncomfortable.
And you had been involved in therapy before our program, is that correct?
Yes.
How effective or not effective was that?
Because I guess I didn't know what my problem was, and I guess the therapist didn't either, because we never worked on that, like, on my problem with... We just kind of worked on me why I was depressed, and never got anywhere. And I wouldn't stay very long. It's a couple of months, and I never felt like I was getting anywhere.
Okay, now, where would you say that you are currently at with your issues with the problem?
I'm one, because I think, what do you mean, like a scale?
Any way you want to put it.
Okay. I still feel that initial nervousness whenever I'm going somewhere, but the minute I walk in, it's like I forget about it. You know, like I'm just like, I forget that I'm nervous, or I just walk in and I'm just like, I'm fine.
You said something important in our graduation session. You said something like, correct me if I say anything wrong, for the first time in my life, I really like who I am and I'm appreciating myself.
Yes, absolutely.
Can you elaborate for a moment?
Well, I've accepted myself for, you know, how I am, who I am. I haven't become a social butterfly. I'm more social, but I'm still quiet, and I'm okay with that. And I actually, like, I like who I am.